You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
The one you came to see, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Miss Judy Gold.
Oh, you're loading my mouth right now.
Oh, well, what a good way to start the show.
I have to start.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Should I leave? I'll go.
Take care. Bye.
Good job. Thanks.
It's not good afternoon. Well, we don't know what time people are listening. It could be
far in the future.
That is Hennessy's voice. Hennessy is back, ladies and gentlemen. I know a lot of you wrote that you missed Hennessy, which was all a big lie.
That's not true.
And then I got some people writing because I had forgotten the Jew whistle.
Oh, fuck. I have a Jew bell for you that I brought.
Oh. I brought my whistle, but I forgot to bring it the times you weren't here.
Aw.
And so,
subconscious.
Yeah whatever. So Hennessy's back. Patrick's on the board. He'll probably tell us we can't do something. Take it out.
Patrick, can you laugh out loud, please? Patrick's always holding back his laughter.
Let's hear the laugh.
Let it rip. That's what we live for.
He can't fake laugh, okay? He's not like an actor.
Don't fake laugh, but just, you know, stop being constipated.
But I'm so excited about our guest today. I am really excited about our guest.
He's my favorite color.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, Kill Me Now's guest today is the one, the only, Randy Rainbow!
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's the Jew whistle.
And I'm the Jew of life.
Yeah.
Aloha.
We love you, Randy Rainbow.
I love you so much. I love you both.
Randy.
Yeah.
Your videos are so fucking brilliant.
Thank you.
Like, brilliant. Brilliant beyond. I love them. I love them. I show people them. If you haven't seen a Randy, what's your highest number now? Like, over a mil, 3 million?
Over no, 30 million.
30,
actually,
yeah,
30 million.
Yeah, the braggadocious Mary Poppins.
Oh, that was really good. That, and you know, people use that on their signs at the march.
I know. Okay. I didn't get any credit, but that's okay. Go ahead.
I bet people use that as audition songs. Now,
my version of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you don't know who Randy Rainbow is, you're living in a fucking cave on a paleo diet with no friends, okay? Randy does, I mean, I don't know how to describe that. I mean, I could call it a parody, but it's more than a parody.
Okay.
It's so original and authentic, and taking all different mediums and putting them together to make one of the most entertaining, you know, 3 to 6 minutes in the world.
Oh,
I mean,
God,
it's so
you.
Great. And it's brilliant. It is brilliant how you have used, first it's, I mean, I know it started as fake interviews.
Yeah.
And
actually started as phone calls.
Phone call, yeah. Yes. Phone call interviews.
Right.
And the way you have taken this medium by storm, like the fact that, you know, so many people make stupid fucking videos and they're like, oh, check out my video. And it seems as if you put so much, I mean, you could tell you put so much work into it.
I do. Because I can't stand, you know, I'm like you. I don't when people are like that with the, they just throw something out.
It has to be perfect.
It's got to be good. And I do. I spend a lot of time. I'm a perfectionist. So this stuff, like, you have to get it out right away. So
right.
I'll get it out in a day, but I'll stay up all night like a lunatic.
Now, I just, I'm having coffee and I just had a little burp and a little bit of liquid came
out. Was that you? I'm glad. I thought it might have been me.
No, I didn't. Did you hear that? No.
I did.
How did you fucking hear it when I didn't even hear it?
It was a low purr.
No, it wasn't. It was like a...
Can you do it again?
No, but it was like a little bit... And my sinuses are involved, so I don't know what the fuck that was. Anyway.
Thank you.
So, Randy Rainbow... Yeah. That is your real name.
It's my real fucking name.
And that's not a Jewish name, is it?
No, well,
what do you think it was before?
Well, I think, okay, I didn't prepare for this interview, but
You're not supposed to.
Okay. I have a good explanation, but it was originally the German translation of the word rainbow. It was Russian. What's the Russian word for rainbow? I think it's Reagan-Boffin. Like Reagan-Boggin or something.
I'm going to look it up since no one else fucking does anything around here.
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
Patrick's jerking off in the corner.
I'm looking it up. You pay attention. Okay. Okay, go.
So it was as far back. I always thought it was changed at Ellis Island or something, but it was as far back as I know, rainbow, some version of rainbow.
Now, I met someone when I was in my 20s, and the last name was Fingerhut.
No.
Yes. And I said... Because I'm smart, was your whoever came over a tailor?
Right.
Because it's like a thimble on your finger.
Right.
And that was, yes.
Winkler is my last name, and it means cornerstone, because we used to make the cornerstones for buildings. We were Winklers.
I'm gold, and it's because... Yeah.
Of your wealth.
I'm trying to play.
I have so much wealth. I can't even. Yeah. Just fucking give me.
Of
what
your
is
wealth
it?
Of what is humor.
Raduga. Let me see.
That's it?
That was my name. I want to pronounce
Raduga.
It.
Raduga.
That was my original stage name.
Raduga.
Raguda.
Randy Raguda. Randy Raguda.
Sounds like a drag queen.
Okay, so Randy, you were born on Long Island.
I was.
And you moved to Florida.
I did.
Are you an only child?
I am.
And how old were your parents when they had you?
My dad is 16 years older than my mother, so my mom was 30 and he was 46.
Oh, you're like me.
Yeah. Well,
my father was, my mother was 41 or a little over between 40 and 41. And he was.
Oh, she was older then.
Yeah, and he was almost 48.
Okay.
And it was 1962, and that was very common. Not!
No, not at all.
So how did your father meet your mother? And
they met my...
Is it like a Donald Trump thing? Was he married before?
Twice before. Actually, the thing that people don't know is that my father... this is the disgusting part.
Yeah.
Is that my father is Donald Trump.
Oh, okay.
Behaviorally... Just
and his
just
last name is
sleazy,
right.
Wise. He that's
so
his demeanor,
and he's the name Rainbow.
Yeah,
and your mother's last name is Rainbow.
Yeah, it was originally her maiden name is Frankel.
Frankel. So
that's the correct pronunciation.
Any relation to Jean?
What's up?
Any relation to Jean? I'm sorry, that's the last time I'll interrupt.
Frankel?
Yeah.
Wait, who's that?
I don't know who Jean Frankel is.
He's
the famous Jean Frankel
director.
No.
But that's a common name.
Okie doke.
Someone might be going on voice probation.
Already there.
All right, so. This is your father's third marriage.
Yeah.
So do you have half?
I have two half sisters who are
from one and two.
Yeah.
How old are they?
They're, I think, like 46.
Oh, you're not
47.
Like, you're not close with them.
Not at all. No. One of them's a lesbian.
That's disgusting.
I'm sorry. I know.
And
the other one is not a lesbian.
So obviously
she's
the gay gene is from your father, Rainbow.
Clearly.
So. Your father marries your mother. Where do they meet?
In New York. I think my mother's father owned a nightclub, an entertainment like hall on Long Island. And my father was a musician, and she was working there, and that's where they
A musician, so that's why he fucked so many.
Yeah.
And is he married now?
No. My parents actually divorced like 3 years ago.
Is that a hard thing for you to...
No.
Okay.
It's hard that they didn't do it when they fucking should have, which was when I was a kid. But, you know, they stayed together for me.
Oh, and that worked out well.
Yeah, great.
And how does he deal with your homosexuality?
He's fine. I mean, he's fine with it now. He's fine.
I mean, he's a musician.
He's a musician, but he was totally shocked when it happened. How, I don't know.
Are you fucking
Because I was the gayest kid of life.
Russian. Uh-huh.
But totally thrown.
What about
for a
your
loop.
Mother? How'd your mother
well,
deal
she
with
told,
you?
She told me that well, I was gay.
All right, let's do that scene. Okay.
When I came out? Or
yeah,
when she
we'll do the scene. I'll be you.
Okay.
And you can be your mother. And then we'll
you
switch.
Have no lines in this.
Okay.
She was
okay.
just.
Okay, ready?
She wants
okay.
to switch parts.
So, but don't you have.
Do you, I was
don't
gonna,
you have to? Doesn't she have to call you in the room or anything?
She came into my room. I was in my bed.
What were you doing?
Just probably listening to a Barbara Streisand.
Wait, all right.
Recording.
So I'll do. Okay, ready?
Okay.
A fella loves to be with a funny girl. the evening flies. When
and she said,
a
so funny so girl. You have a minute?
Mom, hi.
Hey, you have a minute?
Uh huh.
So what's
wait a minute, hold on. Rain on my parade. Okay, God, sorry.
So this kid that you've been hanging out with, this Frank.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that you seem to like him. You're spending a lot of time with
him.
He's
a great guy. He's a great guy.
And I think I just want you to know mm-hmm. that I think that's great. And there's nothing that you can tell me about yourself that I don't already know. You know that.
What are you talking about?
Anything that you think I don't know, mm-hmm. know that I know.
Shit.
And that was it.
It's like Santa
and what did
Claus.
You say?
I
did you cry?
No, I didn't. I was very nonverbal at all. I just sort of like melted into the wall. And
right.
Was like, okay, great.
Did you know what she was talking about?
No.
How old
you
were
didn't?
You?
How
yes,
old were you?
Of course I did.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes. I was 18.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
I was
and
on
what
my
was
way
Frank
out.
Like?
Frank, we were both like musical theater nerds.
Uh-huh. Did you have sex with Frank?
That's a very, yes.
Okay.
I did.
What's Frank doing now?
He is, he's going to find it funny that I'm talking about him. Mm-hmm. He's doing like, he's like
listening
musical
to the
stuff.
Show.
He sequences music for like, you know, like digital music. For
is he in New York?
Shows and stuff. He's in New York.
Are
yeah.
you friends?
Yeah.
Wow. Hi, Frank.
Hey.
Was that your first?
Yeah.
Oh, Frank.
Aw, Frank just learned that.
This is funny that I'm talking about.
I love it. All yeah. right. So were you close with, you're close with your mother?
Very
right,
close
so.
With my mother. Not at all with my father because he's Donald Trump.
Right. So when did you first realize your father was Donald Trump? Like, what was the first indication? Like, I fucking hate you.
He was just always, I just always knew that he was right. just gross and narcissistic mm-hmm. and it
was he
it
mean
just,
to your mother?
Yeah, you know, like the verbal
yeah, of course.
Shit, you know, that was the extent of it, but it was just all about, exactly like Trump, it was just
right.
narcissism and it
right.
trickled down and just made us all miserable.
Right. Now, you were bar mitzvahed.
Now.
You say in one of your things that you were bar mitzvah.
Why, maybe I was telling a joke. You ever
oh
hear of it?
Oh, my God.
Which, what did I say?
Maybe no, he's a storyteller.
In the one... Fuck, what the fuck fell? Fuck the shit.
Oh,
fucking crap. Fuck. Anyway,
play that shit.
The one about you telling Donald Trump that there were more people at your bar mitzvah.
Oh, but that was a lie.
I know, it was a joke, but I was like, oh, he was bar mitzvah.
I didn't
okay.
know, I
why
didn't.
Why were you
went,
bar mitzvah? Did you go to Hebrew school?
Because I'm a Hebrew school dropout.
But you could have been...
What?
You would have had the best singing voice for your bar mitzvah, for your Haftorah.
I would have, I know, but I dropped out.
Okay.
My mother did not make me do anything.
Yeah.
Thank you. That I did not... want to do. So I would just suggest
right.
that I wasn't enjoying Hebrew school. And she'd say, fine, don't do it.
Wow.
And I'd say, great.
Your mom sounds she's, badass.
She's cool. I mean, she could have been a little...
Everyone's human, I
a
guess.
Little what?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, I had no sort of... she was not strict at all. There was no...
I know. I feel like
to
I'm the that.
Succeed
I'm that,
at something.
I'm that. No, I push them to succeed, but I'm not good with the punishments.
Yeah.
You know, like... the consequences.
Yeah, she was very...
All right. Anyway, back to... So when did you move to South Florida?
When I was 10.
Uh-huh. Did you... I mean, that's a change.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
No.
You graduated high school there.
Graduated high school.
Is that where you met Frank?
Yes.
Okay. And then...
I have not spoken... about, I don't even talk to Frank anymore. This is the most I've spoken of him in like 10 years.
Oh. And then where'd you go to college?
I went for 10 minutes to UCF.
Right.
And then I dropped out. Actually, I was with Frank at the time, and I dropped out, and we worked on a cruise ship. together, where I would call bingo and host horse racing.
And you lived in the bottom.
Lived in the bottom of the ship. You know, the, yeah.
How many gays? Because I do a lot of cruise ships, but I do the gay ones. Cause
yeah, this was not like a. This was a terrible. It was not even a real cruise ship.
Oh, like so real, it wasn't like people live there
it
for like 8 months.
It was called the
months.
Regal Empress. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of that. No. I'm still not convinced it was actually a cruise ship.
Where'd you go?
There's so a like, few of those.
Did you leave the dock?
We might not have left. We went to like a couple islands in the Caribbean. And,
right.
You know.
And how long were you on the ship?
A few months.
Ew. Weren't you homesick?
Very. Now looking back on it, I realize what a sweet deal it was, and
right.
like, you make a lot of money, and you don't spend any of it, and you drink all the time.
Right.
So probably had I done it like 5-10 years later, I would have had a blast.
Right.
But I was just like, I just
did. You have
home.
A lot of sexy sex?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. With foreigners? Did you ever have sex on a ship with a married man who was married to a woman?
That's very specific.
On
no,
a
on the ship.
Well,
the
I
hole.
Mean, did you ever meet any of the guys?
Not on it. No, not on the ship. I did not have many sexual escapades on.
So
that
it wasn't
experience,
like.
But I have done that before. Yes.
So you have now. Have you ever had? So you've had sex with straight
this interview
men.
Interview just turned right.
You've had sex with straight men.
Yeah.
Who are married.
Yeah.
And their wives have no fucking idea.
That might have happened once or twice.
Okay.
Why do you ask? What have
I
you
just
heard?
Find
who
it.
You know?
No. It's not about you. Okay. I just find that whole life fascinating. That these guys, because I believe that those are the guys. Those are the Mike Pences.
Absolutely.
You know, those are the ones who are so the Marco Rubios,
without question,
who are so anti-gay, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and yet, you know, on the side they're getting their dicks sucked by, you know,
right.
or their
mate Randy Rainbow,
older
Randy Rainbow, who they're trying to take the rights away from.
Exactly.
You know,
I know. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, gays have been killing them. Homos have been killing themselves off since the beginning of time. Like, I'm a homo in power, so let me kill all the homos so no one thinks that I'm sticking it in
right.
the butt.
I'm going to actually kill you.
Great.
Anyway.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Okay, so when did you start... So your musical theater background,
yeah.
what shows were you in? Like what?
I did a lot. This is a fun fact. I went to musical
fun
theater
fact.
Camp with a lot of...
With Josh Gad.
Oh, how the hell?
Not Jewish.
You are really good at this.
What's up, Josh Gad?
Hi. Josh Gad.
Shout out.
Who Josh else Gad. Went?
That's G-A-D, Gad.
Seth Gable, who's an actor now, he's
mm-hmm.
married to Bryce Dallas Howard.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a
Sweet.
Cute little group. I went to all of their bar mitzvahs. Like I
right.
was at Josh Gad's bar mitzvah
mm-hmm.
and all of that. And yeah, musical theater. We did...
did
and
you
then
know
high school,
Josh Gad was really talented?
I
name
did.
Drop.
Yeah. I
did.
Mean, you're really talented.
Well, thank you.
Okay,
yeah,
go.
Yeah, we had fun. We had a lot of laughs. And we used to make videos together, too.
Right.
And then high school was big for musical theater for me. So I did Charlie Brown, Guys
Were
and
you
Dolls.
Popular?
Within my little theater nerd group.
Now, did you get bullied at all?
Sure.
Like how?
Just name calling and shit
right,
like that.
Right, but
I
did
was,
it...
It wasn't terrible.
It wasn't bad.
No.
Okay. I mean, it's gotten way better. You know, I was
well,
at,
yeah,
I was at Ben's
now.
Basketball game the yeah. other day, and they were like, you know, we get out of the elevator, there's two girls making out. And then, like,
God.
These theater
totally
people
joking.
Come out of the elevator a few minutes later, and one of them is either transitioning or just like, hi, you know. No one says anything. Like, I got fucking abused. It's unbelievable.
We should go kick their asses so they know what it feels
yeah,
like.
I can go yell at them. All right. So anyway, how did you start? So you're in musical theater. How did you start or what? How did you think about these, you know, interviews like the phone? Like what? How did it begin? What was the,
well, the
know?
First one I did, I had a blog when everyone had a blog and I
right.
was writing.
Right.
And this was back because I moved to New York and I didn't do what most musical theater people do, which is start pounding the pavement and go on auditions.
Yeah,
and
you
shit.
Wrote for a lot of gay magazines too, like Ajax.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And at that time I worked in like Broadway production offices and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. And I'd be a receptionist and things. And I was so bored that I just started writing about what was going on.
Right.
And, like, Patti LuPone would come in the office and Elaine Stritch would call. So I had stories.
Right.
And I started blogging and that got some pickup. And then I was needing to perform. So I started doing the videos. And
so,
one of the first ones was when Mel Gibson's tapes came out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And so I did.
I think you made those tapes more popular.
Do you think?
Than they already were.
Maybe. Well, if I could contribute anything.
It's time to shut the fuck up. Yeah, go ahead.
Why don't we have this on video? People really need to watch these episodes.
Do you film this at all?
No, yeah, we should. Why aren't we doing our FaceTime
I don't know. Can
shit?
Everybody write in to Patrick Antonetti at CBS? I don't know. Google it. You'll find his email. And Seth. Write Seth. Write all of
Patrick
CBS.
Patrick doesn't give a shit.
And
okay?
I don't care. Write everyone at CBS and tell
them. It's play.it.
You
play
want
dot it.
This show on television. Go. Go
Shut
forth.
Up. All right. So you start writing.
Right. And
blogging.
I started kind of doing like celebrity stuff. I would bitch about celebrities and Hot Topics,
but
and stuff
not
like,
that. not like what's her name, Kathy Griffin.
No, although sort of
right
in that
a little
tone,
higher
a little
brow.
Sure.
Okay. And did you ever do stand up?
Never.
Does that scare you?
I think I would be if I worked at it and crafted it. I
right.
think I'd be really good at it.
Yeah.
But I know it's not an easy thing to do.
Oh no!
But I think it.
For me, it is. I don't know.
For you,
Okay. So, what the first video you ever made
was Randy Ramo was dating Mel Gibson,
mm-hmm.
and that led to kind of a series. And I would walk around my apartment pretending, you know, having like romantic interactions with those voicemails while he screamed horrible, racist, anti-Semitic things.
And then,
right, honey,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Cute. I miss him. I'm glad he's making a comeback now. Because I missed him. Not
Did
really.
Did you guys...
He's a masochist.
What? Honestly?
I'm sorry. I'm excited to be
okay.
back.
All right, good. Shut the fuck up. So, Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear from him?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then you said... What's the next phone call?
Well, I did. I milked that for all I could, those mm-hmm. Mel Gibson tapes.
You like... Now, I heard that you're attracted to Rick Perry. Is that correct?
You know what? I probably was for a time. Yeah, I find him...
Even though he's a hater and a horrible human being?
Well, I like... That's the only... That's sort
so
of the
do
sexual...
So do you feel like the...
Angry sexual
Because of your father, you're attracted... To people who are hateful, in a way.
No, I don't think that.
Okay.
Physically, and again, I was probably just joking when I said that. But physically, he's very handsome.
Right.
And
you actually
he's a
mentioned,
horrible person.
What did I say?
He mentioned after that he got turned off by some of the things he said.
Right, after you found out all the shit he said. Or no, that when he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
Started.
When he was on Dancing with the Stars. Good job.
I got turned off by
you
him.
You fell out of love with him.
Oh, okay. Really?
After you saw him dance.
I don't remember. Probably that's
all
true.
All right.
And when I say that, it's sort of in a way to just sort of take back the power.
Right.
You know, that you understand.
Yeah. Now... You've said that your the part you really want to play is Fanny Bryce and Funny Girl.
Yes. Can you make that happen?
Why don't you do a? You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't produce
know.
A.
Maybe one day I will. Not at this point, but down the road maybe I will.
Okay. Jennifer Holliday.
Yes.
I have a lot of these written down.
Okay.
First of all, I want to know, you have a green screen in your kitchen.
I do. It's in my living room.
It says kitchen in one of your interviews.
I'm sorry.
Did you get a bigger appointment?
Actually, it started in the kitchen. And
okay.
I upgraded to a nicer green screen, which only fits in the living room.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
So you have a green screen.
Yeah.
And do you do your hair and makeup and all that stuff?
Yeah. I mean,
you put
limited.
On...
But
right,
but
you
do
the lipstick,
sure.
You do, you know, for the Fiddler on the Roof, you had schmatas on your head.
Yeah, but I have schmatas lying all around my apartment.
Right.
So.
And so take me through
okay.
the making Now, if listeners, when you look up Randy, even though 30 million?
Yeah.
I hope you make money from this.
Well, I hope, knock wood, it's starting to happen.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know, I need someone to manage my digital media because I am not smart at monetizing the online stuff.
You don't say that out loud.
Can we?
Okay, go ahead.
Can we cut that out?
He's sending out a call for help.
But
yeah.
But it's kind of a weird time now because Facebook is where I have the 30 million views,
right,
for instance. And you can't monetize...
Facecock. Right.
So where I have 30 million views on that video on Facebook, that equates to like 2 million views on YouTube.
Right.
Which is a couple
thousand
bucks.
That's good.
Sure.
Ugh, Facebook
but
sucks.
But it's not what
you
got
to figure out how to...
Yeah. So it's sort of leading to things that will...
Okay. So...
Anyway.
You were never really into politics.
No. I'm still not. Like, I get terrified when I do interviews, not one like this, but some people invite me on very political shows, and I'm nowhere near, like, a political
pundit. Right, because you don't sit and read all the horrible...
No.
I mean, you...
I attack more like a, you know, a behaviorally...
Personality kind of thing.
Yeah, personality kind of thing.
So, take me through...
The making.
Yeah, the making of, you know, from the idea, you know, like, do you, like, the debates, like you did a few during the debates.
Yeah.
Were you watching the debates specifically to make a video?
Yeah.
And you took notes, like, do you take notes?
I would
notes?
Take notes, yeah. Right. For the debates, for instance, I would sit and take notes.
Right.
And, like, time... stamps and all of that.
Oh, while it was happening.
While it was happening.
And is it, do you look at facial and nodding?
Yeah,
and,
I pay attention
okay.
to little reaction shots
right.
and things like that.
Okay.
And I listen, I kind of hear things like in sound bites. And
right.
So I do that. And then I'd go back and watch it online.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, it's like a weird puzzle that I
right.
kind of put together because I have, and I write down all of their sound bites that I
right.
have or reactions.
Okay.
And I kind of just see how I can insert myself and formulate some kind of interaction or conversation.
And they're, and then, okay.
That's
so
very
you have that.
It's
right.
weird. It's like that,
but
you know,
then
in
how
Beautiful
do you,
Mind where the,
yeah.
where the things kind of show.
Yes.
I'm not saying I'm a beautiful mind, but.
Yes.
But,
yes.
But it, that's kind of how.
So
it puts
do
itself together.
And then how do you pick the song that you're gonna?
Depends. Sometimes it like Braggadocious was easy because he said Braggadocious,
right.
and I just my mind
and it just
went
to. Went
there. And I think in musical, I think in show tunes anyway.
Right.
So usually
that,
it pops.
And
right
you're
out.
Gay.
Yeah.
And you think in show tunes.
Isn't that something?
That is. That's really weird.
Yeah.
That is really fucking weird.
I know.
Okay, so, what's your favorite musical, by the way?
Oh, I can't.
Really?
Yeah, that's a hard one.
I can't.
All right, top five. I have to say...
Top five. Go ahead.
There are, I mean, Gypsy is one of the most perfect
Absolutely.
West Side Story.
Without question.
This, one, you, these are like... And
actually,
it's,
I can give you top five.
Okay.
Into the Woods,
mm-hmm.
Sweeney Todd.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say Funny Girl because
oh.
I'm Barbara obsessed.
Yeah.
Ragtime.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one. I love that one.
And I'll just pick another one. There are many more, but I'll say Gypsy.
Gypsy's so fucking good.
Gypsy.
I feel like for that question, you really have to break up the musical theater into, you know, decades.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Thanks so much.
You do. It's or no, into types. You have to have your favorite jukebox
yes.
musical, your favorite
right.
mega musical,
okay.
import, your favorite.
All right. Okay,
come on,
honey.
No, all right.
All right, then.
Okay.
Right,
I'm a nerd about that.
Right. Did Mike Pence really say that Dreamgirls is his favorite?
No, I
was
like, have, but not.
Oh my
probably.
God! I totally believe you.
Do you really believe
yes,
me when I say shit
I,
like
yes?
But why?
I'm such so gullible.
See, but it's funny when people like you say that,
right?
Because I assume that you
it,
know that it's a joke that I wrote.
Well, no, I there to me, I'm thinking, oh, did he really? I mean, I'll look it up.
No,
But yeah, I go, I do think, is there a little bit of truth in that? Or did he reference that? Is
I
there
guess
something?
He could have, but no, to my knowledge, he didn't say
okay.
that.
Okay. Dreamgirls is pretty damn
That's
fucking
a good,
one good
too. That is good.
All right.
I'm sure he would love it.
I'm sure.
Chorus Line.
Chorus Line's good.
That's one of the first musicals I memorized.
Okay. V, capital V, bold, like
1
60 point. Times New Roman.
Oh my God.
P. What about Fiddler on the Roof?
Love it.
Annie.
Love it.
Yeah. Okay.
Peter
so,
Pan.
So, all right. So you sure. get, so now we have, these are the we have the stuff you've written down. We right. have the facial expressions. Mm-hmm. Next. Theme.
Well, if it's,
how do you, yeah.
If it's a song parody.
Yeah.
Then I'll pick the song. And usually, like, if I do, like, with the braggadocious thing where it starts as.
Supercalifragilistic. Can right. you sing a little bit of that?
Sure.
Go. Oh, Patrick, don't get all in a fucking uproar. Go.
But just let yourself it. Laugh, Patrick. Look at you over there.
All right, go.
But I was just going to say, I'm not warmed up. Or do I really have to sing?
Oh, my God. We'll play it.
I'm
get
gonna
it on
bully
the
you.
Thing.
Getting it on.
Okay, go ahead.
But I'll kind of just work, like, I'll write a little, you know, the object, the point will be to get into the song as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Like you're, like with a musical. So I'll just write a little intro scene.
Okay.
Then I'll write the lyrics to the parody.
Now, how long does it take you to write the lyrics to
I'm
the parody?
I'm quick with that. I
because
can do
they
that,
are brilliant.
Thank you.
That is a fucking talent.
Thank you.
Do you use a rhyming dictionary?
I do.
Yeah. Which
but
one?
I use Rhyming Dictionary and a Thesaurus, but so does Stephen Sondheim. So,
so does every writer.
I use rhymezone.com.
Oh, Rhymezone. That's good.
That's a good one.
How long does it usually take you to...
To write the lyrics?
The parody, yeah.
I can do it in about an hour.
What?
And welcome back to yeah. the first
let's, here
presidential
we go.
Debate. Mr. Trump, let's get back to what you were saying about Secretary Clinton's makeup. You mentioned she's been a little heavy on the eyeliner lately.
Is that okay? Good. I want you to be very happy. It's very important to me. But in all fairness to Secretary Clinton, she's been doing this for 30 years.
Do you need a tissue?
What's happened to our jobs and our country and our economy generally is, look, we owe $20 trillion. We cannot do it any longer. I am very underleveraged. I have a great company. I have a tremendous income. And the reason I say that is not in a braggadocious way. It's because...
Braggadocious? Is that even a word?
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? He...
Super callous, fragile, egocentric, braggadocious. Likes to throw big words around and hopes that we all notice. If he keeps repeating them, they might just make him POTUS. Super careless, fragile, ego, extra braggadocious. You're really gonna vote for this guy? You're really gonna vote for this guy? Are you really gonna vote for this guy? Are you really gonna vote for this guy? He says that he's the man and thinks he's got the Midas touch. But does he have a plan to fix the country?
Not so much.
And if you're not convinced by all of that hyperbole, he says, shut up, just buy a stupid hat and vote for me. Hey, super careless, fragile, that's why Hillary's relaxed. This time Bill Clinton might as well sit back and play the saxes. Wife erased her emails.
Sorry.
Fuck
Trump
you.
Wants total access. Then once hell has frozen over, he'll release his taxes. Are you really gonna vote for this guy? 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 He found a word that sounded smart and used it all day long. But even Webster's dictionary said he got it wrong. If you're undecided or you hate the other sex, remember in November how he likes to sign his checks. It's super sleazy, fabricating, sexist, and obnoxious. Even just the thought of voting for him makes me nauseous. If you like America, you'll keep him out of office. Superficial, chauvinistic, arrogant, and thoughtless. Are you really gonna vote for this guy? Who the hell's gonna vote for this guy? Of course, you can say it backwards, which is docious, braggocentric, ego, fragile, stupid.
Did you ask me a question?
Nope, I didn't say anything. So when his words escape him and he hasn't got a prayer, he's feeling kinda dizzy cause he sucked up all that air. He better keep his guard up because she might take a swing.
And you know what else I prepared for? I prepared to be president. And I think that's a good thing.
Wait a minute, did you just hand him his ass and quote Martha Stewart? Yes, bitch. Excuse me, I mean secretary bitch. Super calculated, adolescent, braggadocious. If you hate both nominees, remember he's the grossest. Meanwhile, look at Jill and Gary sipping on mimosas. Super callous, fragile, egocentric, braggadocious.
I think I did a good job.
Super callous, fragile, egocentric, braggadocious. Okay, you need to stop that.
Randy, I got it. That is fucking brilliant.
Thank you.
Now,
of course, I... screw myself, because then that goes viral, and then I have to fucking learn it and do it live all the time.
I was
right,
gonna,
but that's good.
It's good, but it's always the wordiest ones.
How did you come up with, I'm going to really vote for this guy? Are you really going to vote for this guy?
I just came.
It's fucking brilliant.
My wife
so
woke
are
me
you
up
doing,
for that one.
Shut up!
Yes, sir.
Are you, you're performing live now?
Yeah.
With the video.
I do the video. Yeah. I'll do like appearances and do
That's
like
fucking great.
Some of the, like that one and a couple of the other music parodies live to video.
So a lot of the times you are, you know, you incorporate yourself into, you know, you're the debate moderator or you're standing with Obama at the White House. Is that, that's all, you set up the camera.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one else there.
It's just me.
And you stand in front of the...
If you saw it, you would laugh because it's a ridiculous setup. It's a tiny studio apartment. The green screen takes up the entire living room.
Well, we're going to get you a green screen, Judy, so you can play.
Judy, you got to get a green screen.
I know. I love green screens.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, but how do you set the camera angle and all that?
I just do. I mean, what do you mean? I just set it. I have a tripod.
And you can see... You can, if you're in front of the green screen, can you see what the camera's doing?
Yeah. There's a monitor.
You can flip it.
Just shut up. Okay. Okay.
You do it
then
on your phone, right?
And then how long does it take
By
to
the
edit?
Way, can I go back and say yes. that I Dick Van Dyke wrote to me after that?
Oh.
That was the major thing that happened.
Awesome.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
what did he
was
say?
The whole thing. He wrote like a little poem and posted it.
Oh,
no way.
I'll read it to you.
Yes, please.
While you're pulling that up.
That, and I heard from the son of one of the Sherman brothers.
Oh, Jeff.
Jeff.
Yes. Yeah, Jeff. Wendy Liebman's
husband.
Yes.
That's correct. And so that was lovely.
So you're all, they all love you.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Do you ever hear, well, let's hear the
Dick Van Dyke.
Okay,
he
let's
posted
hear the...
it on his social media.
Okay.
He's very active.
Yes.
And his wife is like 10 years old.
Just like your father.
Exactly.
And your mother.
Right.
Go.
Creatively precocious, elegantly loquacious, clever and audacious, funny and vivacious. What a wit, good gracious, Randy Rainbow.
Aww.
Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah. You got to get that printed out.
I know.
Nice.
I'm not kidding.
And frame it. I know.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Someone get on that.
Shut up. So how long does it take you to edit it?
I'll do it overnight if I have to. And
like
so,
you'll
like,
stay up all night?
I'll stay up and do like an 8-hour situation.
Wow.
And it's all you. And then who do you, then do you post it or?
Yeah.
How many times do you watch it before you post it?
It's insane. Like, I'll watch it 100 times because I don't have anyone to.
Like say, no, this doesn't work.
Yeah.
Right.
Try it out on. I've gotten to that used to be much more horrifying than it is now because now I trust myself and I got a system going, but I'll watch it, you know, till my eyes are crossed.
Okay.
And it's just like all shapes and colors and like I don't even know what I'm looking at by the end of it.
And then do you post it to Facebook? Where do you post
it
whatever. First?
I'll do Facebook and YouTube.
Right.
And Twitter.
And then do you go to bed or do you wait to see?
I'll wait for the reaction because that's fun. That'll keep me up for another couple hours.
Right.
And then I'll pass out.
Have you heard from Trump supporters?
Yes.
And what kind of feedback do you get?
It's all the same. Misspelled, no punctuation.
Your is Y-O-U.
You're
the greatest Y-O-U-R.
They spell faggot with an I instead of an O.
Everything is spelled incorrectly.
Right.
No one. I have yet to see like anyone make like an actual case against anything.
It's just fake.
A lot of people think that a lot of the Trump supporters think that what I'm doing is actually real. Like if I interview Kellyanne Conway, they don't understand that I didn't actually do that.
Right.
Like yesterday, I got one saying, I don't know if this was a Trump supporter or not, but this was just a brilliant. Mind, who said, don't have Kellyanne Conway on. You're just promoting her on your network. Don't interview her. Came at me as though I booked her to come and be interviewed by me.
Oh, my God. Do we have a little bit of the Kellyanne? Can I do the Kellyanne Conway since you take forever and you have people fucking calling you in the middle of it? Do we have a little bit of the...
Kellyanne's giving me a lot of
material. Okay, but while you're looking that up, I just want to say a little bit before the show, you guys were talking about the hate mail, so to speak, that you get and the nasty YouTube comments and emails and things and how, you know, people are so much meaner online. I've gotten a ton of shitty YouTube comments also. It just gave me an idea. We should do a Kill Me Now show and, like, have you back and, you know... Just a couple people who have a big online presence and go over some of the worst comments that we've ever received.
I could do 3 hours on it. I'll bring.
I would do it. I'll get Hemda in here.
Like,
okay, that's great, and that's a great idea. Now it's time to shut up. It's about Randy Rainbow.
Oh, you found it.
Okay,
oh,
yes.
And action.
I'm not
J.K.
you.
Rowling, Kellyanne Conway. Kellyanne Conway.
What?
What happened?
I'm not saying anything.
Shut up. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Kellyanne, we are weeks into Trump's presidency, and already he is firing everyone who doesn't agree with him. Now, didn't these people take an oath to defend the Constitution and not pander to the whim of an arrogant, demagogic man-baby whose only true loyalty is to himself? I'm asking for a friend.
Every president has a right, really has the right to surround himself with a team that's going to work with him. He is calling for extreme vetting from seven countries that President Obama first identified. I bet there was very little coverage. I bet it's brand new information to people that President Obama had a six-month ban on the Iraqi refugee program after two Iraqis came here and were radicalized, and they were the masterminds behind the Bowling Green massacre.
Well, I think that's new information because, you know, it never f***ing happened.
You can't just look at what's happened. This man ran on a stronger and safer United States of America. And
here it comes.
Fiddler.
Fact checker, find me some facts. I can't keep up. I can't relax. I thought that facts that you fictionalize were called something else, like lies. Fact checker, you'd be the sleuth. So many tweets, so little truth. Help me keep track because they seem to be rewriting reality. What's up with Kellyanne Conway and what alternate world does she live? She acts more self-righteous than Kanye and all of her facts are alternative. Fact checker, is this legit? Siri, you there? Google this shit. Sift through his sycophants, comb through his clan, and find me some facts if you can.
Okay, so you gotta get a Broadway show from this.
God willing, from your mouth, Judy.
I mean, you have such a great voice.
Thank you. It's funny because I kind of just stopped doing that. I just like didn't think that that would ever be. I thought I would just do. Sort
it's
of
gonna
like
happen.
Stuff.
I just want you to know it's gonna happen.
Is it?
From this?
It is.
Okay. Yes, it
okay.
is gonna
I
happen.
I hope so. That would be certainly a dream.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
What is your Trumpish father think of these? Is he a Trump supporter?
No. Okay. I really don't talk to him.
No. Okay.
And he's not a horrible, you know, he's accepting. What happened?
I have a little.
Are you burping?
Is that
again?
You?
I can't tell if it's me or you.
No, I think that was me. Okay. A little like inside of my throat. Yeah. I had a banana and a challah roll with peanut butter and jelly and 17 cups
it's
of coffee.
It's the peanut butter.
I
don't know. It's on you.
It's the coffee.
Whatever. Go ahead.
So he's okay. A nightmare, but
so
he's not
is
terrible.
Your mother in Florida still?
Yes.
Randy, I just bumped into Shelley and Fran. They said they not only have watched the videos a few times, but they sent them to the, you know, Fran's daughter is in Israel. And she sent it, and the whole kibbutz is watching and laughing. And you know, they're not all, you know, the Trump supporters over there. And they think it is hysterical, Randy.
That's very, very much on.
Is that really?
Yes.
Okay, good. So your mother's completely proud of you.
Oh, she's thrilled. She's over the moon.
How about your lesbian half sister?
Thrilled. Again, we don't have too much of a relationship,
that's
but everyone's
really
very happy.
And I would say you're rabbi, but you never fucking went to synagogue.
No, I'm not a good Jew.
So what was your first performance as a young child?
I was in ballet as a kid, so mm-hmm. I was in the Nutcracker.
Uh-huh.
And then I would also do like shows in my backyard where
right.
I would do like Snow White and the Wizard of Oz.
And your father was shocked when he found out.
And I would, of course, be Dorothy and Snow White and
right.
make my girlfriends be all of the supporting male.
I would be like, I want to mow the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
I want to shovel the snow. Yeah, I want to, you know, that's all I wanted to do. And then I wanted to be in my room with my hairbrush and make believe I was Barbara Streisand or sit at the piano. That's all I did.
Yeah, that was me.
So I was half straight man.
Half gay man.
Half gay man.
Yeah. That
and
seems
now I'm
about
a
right.
lesbo.
Yeah.
So
what was your favorite Barbara Streisand thing?
I was obsessed, like you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, I was gay man obsessed with Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I knew this guy who had all these rare recordings and things that were taken out of the original Funny Girl, you know, like all this stuff, right? So, I mean, I love My Name is Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
I love Color Me Barbara.
All the specials.
The specials
everything.
Were great. The one in Philadelphia at the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
Yes.
Is...
Gotta move.
Fucking gotta move, gotta get it, gotta leave it. And it was just that she and Joan Rivers, for me,
yeah.
you know, these misfit girls, mm-hmm. Jews, who were told, you're too ugly, you're too this, you're too that.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Barbara, forget it. Her singing My Man.
I can't.
You can't even, as a 20-year-old, the fact that she could sing that song
yeah.
with that much feeling. And yeah. Something.
And you know the story about how they filmed it and then she went back and she said, I can do it better.
Oh, really? Of course she did.
Uh-huh.
They filmed
yeah, I know that.
You better fucking know this.
Go ahead.
They filmed the whole My Man sequence with her lip syncing, as
right.
you do in movies. And it was stunning, of course.
Right.
And then they went away for a couple of weeks, and she called, you know, William Wyler,
right.
the director, and she said, "I can do it better.
Billy.
You have to let me, Billy. Excuse me.
Yes, go ahead.
You have to let me do it again. I can do it live, and I can do it better,
mm-hmm.
and I can cry, and I can give you
right
more." And that's what we see now with the crying and the
first recording. Ooh. Like her, I guess her mother took her to one of those little recording places. Have you heard of that? Heard that?
Yes.
Uh huh. Whatever.
You'll never know.
Yeah. I mean, the voice at that time, I mean, it's beautiful.
I know.
If you were Lorna Luft, would you kill yourself? Go.
I've met her a couple of times.
And
she's
very
lovely.
Nice.
Very
she's
lovely,
lovely.
Very happy.
But I mean...
And she's very talented in her own right.
Yes.
But
you can't
when
be
you're me.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to Lorna Luft. Not... What are we talking about? Lorna Luft. Lorna Luft is Liza's sister.
Oh, fuck!
And we just all had
oh
the same
oh, my God. I can't.
At the same time.
Oh, my God.
You're talking about Rosalind Kind.
Rosalind Kind. Yes, I'm sorry.
Who I did meet.
Yes.
And the whole time I'm thinking, oh, my God, it's the DNA.
Right,
you know,
right.
She sounds like her. You know,
well,
yeah.
That was a mind fuck.
I'm sorry about that.
That was really...
But, yeah, she's supposed to be very, very nice. Now, I met Barbara Streisand.
Nice.
I did, too. Go ahead. You do
nice.
Yours. Do yours.
Are you fucking killing
me? I met
me?
Her this last time at the last Brooklyn concert.
I think time's up.
No.
Actually.
you yeah. met her, you said.
There was.
You met her first.
I met her at a... I didn't... You know, look. I'm one of these people... She's someone I didn't want to meet because I don't want anyone fucking
no.
with my whoever
no,
she is
too
in my
important.
Head. Yes.
Too much.
I don't need
it's
her
the
fucking
very foundation
it up. Right.
of my existence. Yes.
So she was my friends in LA had a fundraiser for Obama mm-hmm. and Michelle was there and Barbara was there mm-hmm. among other very you know, and she and the friend, my friend said, this is Judy Gold, very, you know, and I was like, no, I don't want to talk to, you know, but I said, I didn't even know what the fuck to say.
Yeah.
She's so short.
I know.
I took many pictures with other people. Like I'd say, oh, let me take a picture. So and made sure she was in the background.
Right.
But yeah, I tried to make the conversation as short as possible because I did not want.
I get it.
You but know,
that's how
you,
I felt when I met you.
Were you on?
Shut up.
Were you on Rosie's show when that happened?
Yes.
When she came on. Okay, so what
cried.
Was that experience?
I cried cry. Well, first of all, none of us, you know, it was very, none of us could see her. They did switch the, they had to switch
the set around.
The set around because she only likes one side of her face. Hello. But then, of course, we all had a lie and say, no, we were planning on doing that.
For
but
one
they,
day.
Yeah, and then they kept it like that for a little while. Yeah. You know, when I was working at Rosie and that happened, you know, the thing about Rosie then was that she was the layperson's talk show host. She was the as big a fan as everyone watching. And I stood in the back. I was in the back. I went into the studio to watch, and I just sobbed because it was like, oh my God. It was like,
that was, well, watching her, that was so meaningful to me when Rosie met her because I felt like I had met her.
Right. And it was
because
like,
she got
and,
it.
Because it was her dream, too.
It was her dream.
Yes.
She articulated it perfectly
and beautifully.
And I felt like fulfilled in some way
and
that
then
I
she,
had met
right.
her.
Because she got me through a lot of shit, Barbara. Yeah.
That's the rainbow connection.
You know? Oh, yes. What's that?
I don't know. This is why I'm getting a new co-host, so I hope you'll be available.
You're welcome. Whoever at home heard that and appreciated it.
The Rainbow Connection.
That's all.
It's Barbara.
It was one person, and it was me. I'm listening to this show right now.
Okay, great. So that was a big, big, you know, I never cried. I mean, the only people I really, you know, would be like freaked out about on the show... Madeline Albright came once. You know, those are the people I was like, oh my God, you know. Oh, what's her name? The Teapot in Beauty and the Beast.
Angela Lansbury.
I was like freaking out. You know, these amazing women like really freaked me out.
P.B. Newirth. I know she's... No, what? I'm adding to the conversation.
Okay, I know B.B. I just did the concert with BB. She's a lovely woman.
I love her.
She's so nice. Isn't she so nice?
I haven't met her in person yet.
Oh, I have. Oh. Anyway, didn't we just mention BB Newmarth? Okay.
Right.
So, and Madeline Albright just found out that she's a fucking Jew.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she just.
She
found out like 10 years ago.
Oh
my God.
Didn't you just do a 23andMe?
I did 23andMe.
And what, are you Jewish?
97% Ashkenazi Jew.
Really?
Yes. And then 99.2% European.
Wow.
Then I have a little less than a percent of Neanderthal and less than a percent of Asian or Native American.
So cool.
Less than a percent.
That.
I know it's so cool.
I have to do
but
it.
But I wanted it to be like, I wanted to be black or something. And
yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Fucking Jew.
97, really?
Yeah. That's like... I'm so Jewy. I'm like one of the original Jews. Okay. So.
And one of the original humans.
Right. Annoying voice probation. So tell me about when you met Barbara.
It wasn't it's not an exciting story. It was very quick. We went to the concert. Mm-hmm. We linked up with the Broadway kids. I was with Norm Lewis, who got us. We went into the little backstage area.
Right.
You know, at the Barclay Center, and they have a bar, and everyone was there. Donna Karen and Andy Cohen and just Sarah Jessica Parker. And she received people all night, like the queen, in a little room somewhere. So we went in at by midnight and she stayed the whole time too. Like she met everybody. But we were just ushered in a big group. And my friend is Richard J. Alexander, who directs her shows.
Yes.
And he kind of just went down the line and was like, this is Randy Rainbow.
Did you get a picture?
We were not allowed to have phones on.
Yeah.
And that was it.
All right, so let's do it. Let's do it. Go ahead. Hi, Randy.
I said, I don't even fucking know what I said. I think it was just thank you. Tonight was sensational or whatever.
Well, let's try it. Let's try it.
Okay.
Ready?
Go.
Next. Oh, Randy. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Randy.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Tonight was thank you. It was basically like that.
Awesome.
Somewhere.
And then I left. And this is why you don't want to meet them because...
I know, because then
you leave and you beat yourself up all night. Like, that wasn't enough.
Right.
Say anything.
I should have kissed her.
Yeah. But it was fine. I touched her. I touched her.
That's another one.
That's a good one.
No one sings The Nearness of You like she does.
The nearness of you.
It's not the pale moon. All right.
That's a good one. Did you have
isn't
the box set?
Hello?
Just for the record.
Hello?
I used to stand in the mirror and lip sync her acceptance speeches. Like that, her Emmy acceptance speech.
Okay, so let's do you.
Oh, I remember it.
Doing the Emmy acceptance, and I'll be your father acting shocked that you were gay. Okay, let's try that.
What was the one where she says, you know, I think I have a run in my stocking, too, of all
I think I have a run in my stocking. It's just in that, did you ever see the painting they did of how they wanted her to redo her face?
No.
Yes, there is a, she was very, they thought she was unattractive, and they did a prototype of how they wanted her face to be. And anytime someone tells me I should get a nose job, I say I'll get a nose job when Barbara Streisand gets a nose job.
Yeah.
Snap,
even
snap,
then I
girl.
Snap it, girlfriend. But she's fucking she's so talented.
Oh, I can't.
And that's the story of stardom that everyone wants, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So
it's too much, really, to go into. And I'm seeing her again in
May. I want to do that. I want to see her in May.
11th row, I'm going. I got tickets ready.
Are they expensive?
Someone is taking me.
Ooh.
A very generous friend of mine, Anthony.
Nice.
Do you have to fuck him or anything?
No, I've offered. I would like to.
Really?
It's not even part of the deal.
No way.
No, I just get the tickets.
And then,
and he's taking my mother too, who's never seen her. And my mother, that will be the Jewiest Jew night of life.
Oh, I know.
My mother and me at the Streisand concert.
That's because
my
be
mother
nice.
Will ask you, no matter what happens with uh-huh. my career or anything, my mother will say that my one dream for him was to meet Barbara Streisand.
Is that what
That's
she
very
says? Does she play mahjong or bridge or anything?
No.
Okay.
She's a working girl.
Okay.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
So, I want to know. See? What was that? What? Did you hear that?
That time I really heard
what
it.
What is that shit?
It's our running gag.
No, it's in my throat.
That's why it's a running gag.
Oh, that's cute.
Thank you.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm sorry. It's not
giving
it
him
cute.
Fucking positive reinforcement.
It
that's
wasn't
not
cute.
Good.
I'll never forget.
That is not good. Never again. Like the Holocaust.
I'm sorry. exactly like that.
So, do you realize how smart you are? Like, are you aware of your intelligence?
That's very nice of you to say. I know. I mean, because I'm not.
Okay.
I think I'm emotionally intelligent, if that's it. Because I'm not book smart. I didn't go to college, so I always feel like
okay. But that's a lot of people I know who either dropped out of college or didn't go. That is the one thing they're really insecure about, even if they're brilliant.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous.
I know. I guess.
But
it is.
Maybe you could probably go to college online and
I
just
don't want to.
Right.
No, you're doing it.
So I did one music history. I don't know if I've ever said this, but I had a music history class and I had an A in the music history class.
Yeah.
And there was a whatchamacallit, a big test and comparing these two symphonies.
Right.
And I did a paper and I just didn't do it. It was my senior year. I didn't do it. And I got my report card or whatever. And I didn't have a grade. And I was like, I have to graduate. And he said, I went to the professor and I said, you know, and he said, well, I was going to give you an A if you had completed the paper, or I can give you a B if you don't complete the paper. And I didn't do the paper. I have had recurring dreams about that fucking paper till to this day.
See?
I'm 54 years old. I want to do the paper. I don't even know what it's a fucking about.
Right.
But I just want to do it because I can't with the fucking dream about the fucking paper. Okay.
I know.
What? First of all, are you on any antidepressants? We ask all of our.
I'm not.
Have you ever been?
I've not, and maybe I should be.
No.
No, I know.
Because you would know. You would know. No, because I can't function. Like, have you ever?
Yes, I get depressed.
Like, how depressed?
I get in funks where it's paralyzing at times.
Like, really? For how long?
But the thing is, it'll last, but I feel like I have control over it. If I get up and, like, create something or do something, you know, then
right,
I'll
well,
feel
that'll,
better.
Right, because that'll occupy your brain
but
and you're not thinking about.
But then what's under
right,
lying
that's what,
is
that's
the,
why
what's
you
there.
Keep. Busy is so that
but
you don't have
but isn't
to think.
That shit still below the surface?
Yes, and it could come up, like
right.
You know, and that's what's horrible. Do you go to therapy?
No.
What?
I know. I have to.
Are you fucking kidding? You've never been to therapy?
No.
You're a gay.
I am.
In your 30s.
Yeah.
And you've never been to therapy?
No. Well, once as a kid, but it was...
For what?
Just to see if... just my mother just put me into therapy for a minute.
Did you like your therapist?
No.
Okay.
Like sexual? It was like a woman.
No, I know.
Did I like her?
Did you like going to therapy?
No, I didn't like her at all because she would say what's wrong, and I was good at expressing it at that time, and I'd say I can't motivate. I don't have any sort of drive. And she would sort of just like debate me on it. Like, well, that doesn't just come out of nowhere. I mean, you have to just get it.
Tell her to shut the fuck
up. She wasn't helpful.
What was her name?
Or constructive. I don't fucking know.
Was she?
She's Jewish.
Okay, yeah. So have you heard of ThreadUp.com?
I think I have.
It's not ThrowUp.com. It's ThreadUp.com.
Yeah, but no A in better. That thread. T-H-R-E-D.
No. Thread. T-H-R-E-D-Up.com.
/Judy.
Slash Judy.
Go on.
Because you get a discount when you slash Judy it.
Oh.
I have had to go on auditions. I have had to dress certain ways for certain things I'm doing on stage, and I've had to go to secondhand stores, and sometimes the stuff smells.
Mm-hmm. I like when they make you buy your own wardrobe.
Oh,
what is that?
You've heard my bit about that. You've heard my bit about every fucking time I do a guest spot on a show.
Yeah,
they call me up. They're like, "Hey, can we have your sizes?" And then they're like, "How tall are you?" I'm like, "Well, 6'2". Mm-hmm. And what's your inseam? Probably about 37. Mm-hmm. And how much do you weigh? Do I really have to tell you? What's your shoe size? About 12.5. Mm-hmm. Is there anything in your closet you think this character might wear? That's exactly... Okay.
That is so annoying.
I mean, you do. You have to go out and buy shit.
Sure.
So now you don't even have to leave the house. I ended up saving 90% on a Banana Republic shirt and tailor pants for Elisa. Styles from Anthropology. They're all brand new. Valentino, Coach, Zara, J. Crew, Lulumelon.
Oh,
Elisa loves Lulumelon because she's a little jappy deep down inside. new designs, lightly used. I've actually also... bought lightly used Eileen Fisher.
Okay.
I call it Eileen Fisher because I'm scatological. Because I'm a Jew.
You're ridiculous.
But they have lightly used clothing
right. And also brand new clothing. And, you know, some stuff, they check everything like 4 times to make sure it's like
because you know how many
new.
People like will bring it home and then be like, or they'll wear it once,
right.
You know?
Or I have got stuff in my closet that still has tags on it. From like
you do
high school.
Okay, that's mental.
Yeah.
So go to threadup.com, threedup.com/Judy, threed-up. No, it's not dash. It's threedup/Judy. Get 40% off your first order.
That's 40% fucking.
That's a lot. Okay? That's 40% added to a 90% discount at ThreadUp.
Up to 90%, yeah.
Well, up to.
I just don't want to lie to
anyone. Valentino shoes. Okay, listen to this. Here's some of the stuff. Tory Burch bag. It's $300, $91.
I need it.
Valentino shoes, $995, $195,
$100. Oh,
free
nice.
People sweater. I just got Elisa a free people sweater. $128, get it for $29.99.
Send some of that this way.
You know what's good is that you can do this and the person you're buying it for will have no fucking clue.
I know.
You will be totally on the like, oh my God, she is so generous. I mean, I'm not even that good friends with her. And she bought me a Coach bag.
Meanwhile,
and
$7 later.
Awesome stuff. Accessories, wallets. All.
That's good. I'm doing
Randy,
it.
Randy, do you think...
ThreadUp.com/Judy.
Do you ever use other people in your videos besides, like, you know... I mean, that would be amazing birthday present.
What?
Like a video of you making a video of something.
That's
like,
how you're going to make money.
It's available. I'm going to...
You can do...
I'll do that.
Private...
Sure. Private
you
videos?
You
I've
know
been
what?
Asked to do that.
And you could do
I've
it for
approached.
Big companies.
Sure.
And make a shitload.
Agreed.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Hire this man.
What pisses you off the most? I mean, I am always annoyed,
yeah.
As you may or may not know. lately, it's just constant. I have to meditate extra long. Right. I've been working out every day because I fucking hate them. I mean, I really despise. I cannot believe the bullshit. But, I mean, the other thing is, when I'm walking down the street and you're looking at your phone, if I had a gun,
yeah,
you would be shot in the head.
Yeah.
Okay? Because you're slowing me down, and fuck you.
Yeah.
So
noted.
What are the things that fucking piss you off?
Well, anything like any sort of act of inconsiderateness.
Right.
Like
examples.
Someone like the cigarette smoke in front of me.
Oh, I can't.
Walking. Today someone had a pipe.
Right.
Go fucking kill yourself with a pipe.
A tobacco pipe?
Yeah.
Yeah, they
the
do.
Whole block
like if you're
like
walking
his pipe.
And someone lights a cigarette in front of you and goes right in your fucking face, that is really annoying.
That or when I hear, as soon as I hear the bass coming from downstairs, like anything, any act of someone saying, I live alone on this earth.
Right.
And
no
nobody
one else right.
exists.
The people that play music on the subway.
That with
Every
the
day.
Music coming out, I've become incensed by that sort of thing.
Have you ever? Now I have these new neighbors upstairs, and this is really pissing me off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I'm in my apartment, I'm not like walking back and forth constantly. I'm in one place. Like I'll go to the kitchen, I'll prepare something, then I sit. And they have no fucking carpeting. Okay.
I have this exact.
Isn't that against the law?
And you go up there, and they act like not if it. If it's not, if it's market value, if they're paying market value, they don't have to adhere to it, apparently. I don't know what the fuck that's about. But literally, I went up the two Friday nights ago, and they're moving chairs and tables, and they're talking really loud. Of course, you know, it's Shabbat, and they're having like 50, ooh, I took the thing off. They're having like 50 people over for Shabbat dinner, and so we were downstairs, Ben and I, and we're like hitting, it was so bad. Mm-hmm. Right? We're hitting the ceiling with the stick, and all of a sudden they start banging their foot on the floor.
So you're
back
doing
at me.
Morse code.
That.
So I go upstairs, and it's a bunch of, like, young Jews, young Judaica, having Shabbat dinner.
Yeah.
So I was like, look,
is that their reaction to the apologetic?
Yeah, they're like, okay. I said, but you guys just banged. It's ridiculous, okay?
Those are those internet people that leave the comments and then are pussies to your face.
Right, yeah. And then I said, then at the end I
and
said.
And elect your president.
Okay, I said, so could you please stop? And then I said, good Shabbos.
See, but I can't stand that. And I've gone upstairs before, but I always get the, like looking at me like,
what are you
talking
about?
What's wrong with you that...
Right.
And I've had twice someone say, well, you know, like, but I want to. Like, that's the reaction. But I want to listen to it like that.
New York.
I'm like, oh, okay, that's great.
So in my building, listen to this. There are these girls that live down the hallway. It used to be all families. And then they got new owners, and they just rent to, you know, three girls who just graduated Columbia, and their parents are paying the fucking rent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three girls down the hallway. There's a lot of actors and stuff, too. But apparently, they have not been separating the recycling. So what happens is they throw glass and shit down the chute,
right.
And the... not the super, but the other guy, the handyman guy, will get cut or have to separate everything, and it's everything. So about 2 weeks ago, I walk in the building, and the super has taken all of the stuff they have shoved down the chute,
mm-hmm.
and put it on the floor in the lobby.
Oh,
and it's
God.
All these papers, vodka bottles, like shitty alcohol too. And he said, this is what, and he put a note, this is what, you know, and it was these three girls on my floor. They
Good.
Have no fucking, like, they're so entitled.
And
you know?
Clueless.
Right.
And as someone who was raised to be so considerate of
right.
it, I have three pairs of socks on, I'm tiptoeing
right.
around my apartment.
Right.
God forbid anyone should hear me,
right.
you know, fart.
Yeah, right. Like overly.
I get. I'm so nervous.
Right.
And then people and no one like no they one don't cares. Care.
It's, music, I don't understand.
The guy upstairs is bowling all day. Yeah. Long. I don't know what the fuck is right. going on. It's furniture moving.
It's horrible.
What are you doing?
And it's like now so many people work from home, so it's even fucking worse.
That's right. Yeah, everyone's home all day long.
I fucking hate it. What I else can't. Is that? It.
That and the people online with the entitlement and the audacity that people have with telling me like what to say and not
right,
say.
Right.
Recently, someone had a major problem with me because I referred to Mike Pence as girl. Like I said, it was a kind of a joke.
Right.
I used a pronoun.
But
it was like a gay guy saying, hey, girl.
Right, yeah,
to,
hey,
you
girl.
Know, calling
yeah, yeah.
another guy. So... And I got some backlash from that.
Fuck them!
You're misogynist. But when the thing that gets me is when they say I'm a huge fan. Thank you for what you're doing. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and then
but the one thing
and
I
then,
don't
yeah.
like when you say this word. So don't do this one thing anymore.
Oh, I get those all the time.
Who the
you know
fuck are
I
you?
Know that you've blah blah blah. Like when I say I'll make a Chris Christie. You know, I said, oh, I wonder what he's binge eating now. That there's a
right.
You're fat. Shaming. I'm like, I'm not fat shaming. I'm fat. I mean, like, it's like, shut the fuck. No one can laugh at themselves anymore. No one has a fucking, and especially Trump is not funny. People are like, oh, you have so much material. I'm like, no, I don't, because he's not funny.
Yeah.
And he can't even laugh at himself.
I know.
I mean, if I was getting spoofed on Saturday Night Live, I'd be like coming in my pants.
Yeah. That's the most insane thing.
I know.
Is that he can't just. We're all crazed right now. Everyone
right.
is depressed and horrible, and he can't even just let us have Saturday Night
right.
Live.
How about how
you know
people will be like, "How are you?" And I'm like, and they'll say, "This is a common thing now." They'll say, "Oh, is it personal or the election?" It's like that. If
right.
you're in a bad mood,
yeah, seriously,
it's like, is everything okay or is it? You
yeah.
know, it's that is now how people talk because everyone. I don't know how the fuck you could vote. I don't. Whatever. All right.
Where is
really
the love?
Do we have anything else to say? Can I be in one of your videos?
I would. You have
no,
to be. In
like,
one
what
of
could
videos.
We do?
I don't know.
Oh, you guys.
Please, I'll do anything.
I have a couple things that I'm working on now
mm-hmm.
that are sort of more fleshed out,
okay.
scripty things.
Flesh. Yeah.
With flesh.
Right.
And yes. you will have to be a part of
no,
it. Because I'm a huge fan of yours.
I love you.
Nobody makes me laugh. I mean, few people make me belly laugh.
Right.
And you are one of them.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Yeah.
He mentioned
I would
comes
you.
From
you
rage.
He mentioned you
I know.
In an
well,
interview.
That's, to me, that's yeah. always the funniest
right.
thing.
Yeah. Say that again.
He mentioned you in an interview once, like 5 years ago.
I really?
Did? Yeah, yeah. You said...
we did a thing...
I was honored to be on Logo because Judy Gold's on Logo.
Oh.
We did a thing together once, and it was, remember Gwist? The thing that made us
how
both
about how,
put us both on the
yes,
map.
Yes, I remember that.
It was a gay channel,
and
right?
I think I probably said I was thrilled to be in your company.
That could have been good, Gwist.
Could have been.
Yeah, but... Mm-hmm.
Well, we can talk
remember
after.
We were going to make a lot of money from that?
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
Well, the time is now.
The time is
okay.
Now. It's turning around.
Randy, will you come back?
I would love to come back every day.
Okay, good. Because we want to do, we'll do a hate mail episode.
Please, let
oh
me
my
print
God,
out some
so
comments.
So fun. All right.
I have a file of fan mail and hate mail that Judy gets that I catch in her email.
I love it.
Let's do a whole
okay.
special.
That's yeah. coming up soon. Randy, where can people find you?
All over the place. On Twitter at Randy Rainbow, Randy Rainbow Official on Facebook, and Randy Rainbow on YouTube.
How many people come up to you and go, that's not really your name?
It's all the time.
And I get, like, Judy Gold, what was it before? I'm like, it's Judy Gold, you fucking asshole. Yeah.
I mean, it's working out for me now, but why?
Right.
Who would choose that?
Right,
name?
Right.
And especially when I was just sort of being an actor.
Right.
And I would go in to talk to like an agent.
An actor
he'd be
would
like,
choose that name, though.
But what actor
you know,
would
my
choose
agent
Randy
loves you.
Rainbow? That's a terrible
yes.
stage name. It
my
agent like,
loves you. Loves you, wants to work
I
with
love
you.
Him.
Yeah, he loves you.
I know who he is.
He's
yes.
gay.
What's his name?
Jamie. I call him my agent.
Love him.
That's right.
He's
yeah.
great.
Hi, Jamie.
Yeah.
He's got a great face, nice smile,
he's adorable.
Good teeth.
Yeah, isn't he cute? His
so
husband's
cute.
Really sweet,
I don't think
too.
I've met his husband.
Yeah. All right. I love you, Randy Rainbow.
I love you back.
So
I
everyone, follow
love
Randy
you.
Rainbow. What else do we have to say?
Definitely.
Can we end with a Randy Rainbow song?
You want to do a little number?
Oh.
Okay. Wait, what do we have?
Oh, you guys should sing Judy and Babs.
Oh, yeah, we could do that.
That's the other.
Oh,
that's
I can't.
Special.
No,
oh my
that's
God.
Special.
You know
the
what?
New Belta!
The new Belta.
How
oh my God.
Jealous is she of Barbara?
In that?
Yeah. Oh, Ethel Merman comes in and is like, oh, yeah, it was in the other
studio. What are you doing?
What are you working on?
I was across the Red Skelton show.
Yeah.
I was belting. I heard you two belting.
Yeah, it's me. Oh, you're in a new show? Me.
She immediately, what are you doing next? Funny Girl was written by Julie. Oh, you wrote Gypsy Girl.
Of course. Yeah, Gypsy. Me. He wrote Gypsy. Wait, what about, I think that makes me happy?
Yeah, that medley, the two of them
I
with
can't.
The checkers.
I wanna cry.
It's so good.
Because you know what it is? It's that innocence, like because all that innocence is gone.
That's gone.
You know, especially with this pussy grabber, fucking asshole.
I also want to bring up really quick Barbara Streisand's Inside the Actor's Studio. If you haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
No.
It's really nice.
All right,
it's
I have
really,
to
really
do
nice.
It. Okay,
you
ready?
See a glimpse of her.
He's Jewish, but... Oh, wait, did you know he's Jewish?
James Lipton?
Yep.
Of course he's Jewish.
So you start. Forget your troubles. And
oh,
you start.
I can't. No. We're really going to do that. I can't.
Just butcher the song for me.
No, we can't. All right, let's play
something. Next time I'll warm up, we'll do a whole medley.
Okay. We'll have a rehearsal.
You with the fucking warming up.
Okay.
Let's say, what's your favorite song you wrote?
We do ruin people's reputations here.
I don't know. That's not for me to say.
Oh, I got a text from my wife. Oh my God, Randy Rainbow, he's awesome.
Jellicle Cats was a good one too.
Oh yes.
And Andrew Lloyd Frickin' Webber tweeted it.
No way.
Yes.
Okay,
so I like that one.
Ready? Okay. I also love that one. I love that one. Wait, should we do that?
I'm playing one if you don't.
You could do that one.
Okay, I'm going to do this one because everyone will be all fucking... Okay, here we go.
Is that the Mike Pence one?
We are back, and joining us now is Vice President-elect Mike Pence. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be back, and couldn't be more honored. And...
Okay, let's cut the shit. Mike, everyone is talking about your recent visit to the musical Hamilton. Can you tell us what happened?
You know, when we arrived, we heard a few boos, and we heard some cheers. And
I believe we have some footage of that mixed reaction. Let's take a look at that. Your boyfriend Donald has started a shitstorm on Twitter, which has resulted in some people calling for a movement to boycott the musical, which is absolutely adorable. Have you seen his tweets regarding the incident?
Well, first off,
they say the cast of the show disrespected my buddy.
Okay.
He's so rude, yet he's tweeting demands for apologies. Cause you got booed. What is he, 12? I get he's the boss, you're his bitch, but with all due respect, why don't you speak for yourself?
I do want to say...
Let me just ask one more thing, Mr. VP-elect. Is the show as great as everyone says, and will you be going back?
Well, first off...
Don't go back. Just a thought. I know the guy who plays the lead is hot. Stay on track, Buttercup. You're the president-elect. Grow up! And you swore if you won, you'd fight ISIS till that shit was gone. Donald, babe, what the hell? So far, all your thoughts a Broadway musical and SNL. Ay, 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 ay. Donald Trump, Donald Trump, grow up. Ay, 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 ay. Donald Trump, grow up. And next time, if you'd rather not be demonized, go see a
such a
show
good boy.
Who's
yeah, really pretty.
Patrick is freaking out about the rights to the song.
Like on your feet.
That's why we do this.
Actually, those won't work either.
Like this is Patrick's Kill Me Now music, mommy.
Waitresses and kids hate you too. Like Jersey Boys, and no, they didn't vote for you in Jersey, did they? Like Wicked and Aladdin. definitely not allowed. Or this one. Lots of gays in this one. Or this one. You know he likes to grab him by the... Or this one, or this one, or this one, or this one. Listen, Mike, I'll give you the same advice about Broadway I gave Vanessa Hudgens after that last revival of Gigi closed. What was it? Don't come back. Use your head. Just stay home and read a book instead. Don't renounce a Broadway play when you won't denounce the KKK.
Yeah!
Please, he said mean. The theater's tough when you're a drama queen. And it was quite a dig from an arguably racist and a misogynistic fascist. Pick da 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 Donald Trump. Da 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 Donald Trump. Grow up. Da 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 Donald Trump. Da 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 everybody.
Da 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 da. Rainbow, we love you.
Love you back.
Love you. So long!
And everything was wonderful. I'll see you soon. Thank you for the visit. So long.